Every promise in the Bible is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line belongs to me. Is every promise in the Bible yours this morning? Is it? Okay, I'll start by asking you, what are the promises of God in your life? Who can tell me one promise from the Bible?
He will never leave you and forsake you.
Amen. Another promise? Any more promises, Bruno? Oh, come to me again.
Yeah. He promised me, encourage me every time in my life. Yeah, okay. Every season. And
yeah. I'll always be loved.
He said, I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen. These are the promises of God.
Not only am I loved by God, but I am loved just as much as he loves Jesus. John 17:23. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
We have the mind of Christ.
Amen. We can go forever, can't we? The whole morning we can just talk about the promises of God for our lives. But my question this morning is, where are these promises? What have we done with them? If every promise in the Bible belongs to us, can we look at our lives and confirm that promise? This morning, church, I'm talking about faith. I'm talking about what we do with those promises when we receive them. Because we need to engage in those promises and believe that they will come to pass. Because our lives as Christians is based on faith. The Bible says it is impossible to please God without faith. This morning, the title of my message is The Battle of Faith. The battle to believe. The battle to stay believing despite what's going on in your life. We have heard so many promises that you've spoken this morning. He shall never leave me nor forsake me. He loves me. He shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. But for those words to grow, for those words to become real in our lives, we need faith to believe them. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go very slow this morning. Don't fall asleep. Whoever falls asleep will sit under the cross. They'll be punished. So we'll need deliverance. So I'm talking on the story of Jacob this morning. Jacob was a twin, and his brother was called Esau. So the mother of Jacob, Rebekah, had them in the belly. And she said that they were wrestling inside her tummy, right? So she goes to God and she says, God, what is this going on? And God told him that there are two nations in your womb. Two nations, one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger. And God gave those promises. So Jacob's battle already started in the womb. Whilst you were in your mother's tummy, I knew you. I ordained you. So the battle for Jacob already began in the belly. So Jacob, he grows up, and he had a dream. And in this dream, God says to Jacob, I will bless you, and out of you shall come great nations. But for those of you that know the story of Jacob, you will know that Jacob's life was one of unending struggles. But does that make sense that Jacob can struggle so much in his life? Yet the word said that out of him shall flow, out of him shall come out great nations. Does that make sense that this man who's gone through battle after battle, running away from his brother because he stole his birthright, having trouble with his in-laws, having to work for a wife twice as hard that he wanted. How does that make sense? I'm talking about the battle of faith. I'm talking about the battle to believe that promise that God gave you, to make sure that you're believing in that promise until it comes to pass. When Jacob had that dream, what God said to Jacob was this: I will not leave you till I have done what I have promised. I will not leave you till I've done what I've promised. So this morning, church, I want us to think about the battles that we fight on a day-to-day basis. I want to think about the external battles. Politics, the decisions that politics made have an effect on our lives, don't they? I want to think about financial battles, where we are working very, very hard just to pay bills, just to get by. I want you to think about the physical battles with your, in your relationships, with your in-laws, with your friends, with your neighbors. Those battles wear us down because we are constantly fighting them. And it is those battles that end up affecting the way we think and the way we behave. Today we are fighting battles that happened 20 years ago, but we're still fighting them today. But are we supposed to be fighting those battles? Are those the battles that God wants us to fight? When he spoke that word in your life in the beginning, was his intention for you to come here on earth to live a life battling over finances, battling over physical health? What was God's plan in your life? Is it not possible that the battles that we fight on a day-to-day basis are the battles that have already been won for us? You know, Johnny likes wrestling. And he says to me that in wrestling, before they go onto the ring, they already know who's going to win. I thought that was powerful. So you go into the ring, the match will finish when that person who's supposed to win wins. So we're going into the battle of this battle called life, this battle that's got to do with healing. We go knowing that we have won, but we know through faith because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Oh, this is good, church. I'm going to say this again. This is good, church. We are fighting battles that we've won already. I tell you, when I came with Johnny from his audition, and he was very upset, and I was cuddling him. And as a mom, I was disappointed as well. And I started to speak to him. And I said, you are an amazing boy. This doesn't define you. You have a great future ahead of you. What was I speaking? Faith comes by what? Hearing. So he heard. Did he not hear? And now what is he walking in? He's walking in faith. His life is not determined about how. It's not that he's not disappointed. He's still disappointed. But he decided when he went into that ring with frustration, who is going to win? He has decided, I've been rejected, I'm frustrated, but do you know what? My future is greater, and therefore I am going to win. After I've battled with these feelings, after I've dealt with this disappointment, I am the winner. Because at the end of the day, I only win when what happens? When I become the star that God has called me to do. So my life situation and the things that I've gone through in life will not stop me from going where I am going. We can choose the battles we want to win. We can. If those promises you said to me from the beginning are true, if we're all believing in the word of God that it is true, we are winners. I'm sitting here this morning looking at winners. But where is the problem then, John? The problem is in the faith. Because what Johnny did not fight was fighting what happened. You know, I was thinking to myself, I've wasted so much money. I've spent my time driving all this way to London. I was engaging in the wrong battle. The right battle was the one Johnny was fighting. I am a winner. I am going to make it. That's the right battle. The right battle is not talking about your illness. I am sick. It's 4 days on. It's coming in and out. The battle to engage in is in your healing. That's where the fight is. So when you go into that ring with sickness, when you go into that ring with financial difficulties, Christian, fight the right battle. Because if you do not fight the right battle, you will be exhausted. We are exhausted, church, from what? From fighting battles that have already been won for us. And our issue is just believing that. Because we walk by what, church? Faith. And not by what? Hallelujah. Am I encouraging anyone this morning? Yes. Let's choose the battles to fight, church. Let's choose the battles to fight. You know, Jacob, in Genesis chapter 32, we see Jacob wrestling with God. Okay, this is my own version of how I put it to understand Jacob's story. So here is Jacob. He's exhausted physically, mentally. He's tired of running away from his past. Anyone identifying with that? Tired of running away from your past. 20 years ago, I'm still dealing with the 5-year child in me. I'm tired of running away from my past. He's dealing with the in-laws. If you've ever been married or you're married, in-laws, you know what I'm talking about. Those battles never end. And he's in a place where he's lonely. Yeah, Joe. He's in a place where he's so, so lonely. And there God shows up. And he thinks, I'm tired. I'm exhausted, but this is one battle I will engage in. Choose the battles to fight. Choose the battles to fight. So he starts to wrestle with God. You told me, God, that out of me shall come great nations. I'm not going to let go of you until you repeat that word, because the things that have gone on in my life had made me forget who I am. My name is Jacob. They call me a deceiver. When they talk about me, they talk about me stealing my brother's birthright. I am tired. How can I get away from this? How can I believe in the fact that out of me shall come great nations? How can great nations come from a deceiver? I'm not going to let go of you until you explain this whole thing properly. You see, my name is Shine. But I lived a life in darkness. I lived a life fighting battles that were just irrelevant to my calling. I walked into the room, there was no shine whatsoever. My mom told me that the name that I gave you, I want you to shine for the Lord. When my life was going wrong, how could I connect with the fact that I'm supposed to shine for the Lord? How could I connect with the fact that I'm called to preach, yet I've got a stigma of being divorced, a stigma of being a single mother hanging over me? How can I move away from the name a deceiver, yet out of me supposed to come great nation? The battle of faith. The battle to stay believing in who God has called you to be. He says, now my name is Jacob. And God says, you no longer shall be called Jacob. You fought the right battle. You came to the right person. You no longer shall be called a deceiver. From now onwards, when I see you, Pam, I don't see your failures. Church, we are new in Christ. We've been adopted, and we are sealed by the blood of Jesus. He signed the adoption papers with his blood. We belong to him. We have a new identity in him. Oh, I'm preaching good this morning. I love it. So how do we fight this fight of faith? Or should I say, where do we fight this fight of faith? In John chapter 2, verse 13, the Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove all of them out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their battles. He told those who were selling the doves, take these out of here. Stop making my father's house, a marketplace. This is how you fight your fight of faith. You fight by clearing stuff that is not part of your identity out of your house. Your body is the temple of God. You are new in Christ now. Let's get the things that are not part of us out of our house. Let's get pornography out of our house. Let's get sin out of our house. Let's get gossip out of our house. Why? It's no longer part of our identity. We have a new identity in Christ. And if we want to connect with God, if we want to understand our identity, if we want out of us to flow, to come nations, if we want to give birth to nations, get these things out of your house. This is not a marketplace. This is not a place for trading rubbish. This body is not a place for trading rubbish. This body is used to preach the word of God. So shine, get these things out of your house. What is our identity as Riverside Church? We want to birth nations, right? We want to impact Taunton. We're talking about an area that's filled with drugs. Our children are getting lost. What are we going to do about that? First of all, we need to come to a place where we're clearing things out of our lives. Get these things out of our house. Get these things out of our house. The only trading that should happen here is the battle of faith. The only trade that should happen in this house, is between me and God. And I need faith to do that trade. This is a house of prayer. This is a house of prayer. This is not a house to play games. This is not a house to hide sin. Get this out. Get this out. Dave spoke last week and said, we are raising the level of holiness. If we are to raise that level of holiness, get these things out of us. I'm talking about the battle of faith. I'm talking about the struggle to stay saved. It's easy to be saved. You can just pray now and receive Christ. But to stay saved, you need faith. It's easy to come here and we lay hands on you and you be healed. But the battle is staying healed. Just be okay with the silence. Just be okay with the silence. Just allow God to just minister to you. Allow God to reveal those struggles in your life. And start to ask yourself, am I really fighting the right battles? Ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? Am I wasting my time struggling with my past, with my issues? Is what I'm worrying about every day draining me down and not giving me time to engage in the right battle with talking to God and praying to God? This is where I'm supposed to be. So why do I find myself being distracted? We said faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. What is the word of God saying about your name? What is the word of God saying about your identity? Can this be the fight that you engage with in this morning? Can this be the conversation that goes on in this marketplace between you and God? Can you get to this place where you are exchanging your sickness for health? Can you get to this place where you're exchanging hatred for love? What battles are you fighting? What battles are you fighting? Chris, did I not promise you that I will never leave you nor forsake you? Did I not show you that your children belong to me and they're my responsibility and I've got them covered? Stop fighting the wrong battles. The battle is not about the children. The battle is not even in the children. The battle is to believe that what God has spoken over Christian will come to pass. Amen. Joe, why worry when you can pray? The battle is in the faith, church. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the Bible says, whoever comes to me must first believe. I've given you enough, haven't I? Do you want some more? Yes. I want you to digest this one. I don't overload you. I just want us to worship this time. I just feel like we need to just kind of worship. Where's Simon? Heavenly Father, give us faith. Give us faith to trust what you have said in our lives will come to pass. Give us faith because at the end of the day, like Paul, we want to say, I have fought the good fight of faith. I've kept believing despite what was going on in my life. Change my name. Change my identity. Change the way I think. Change my perspective. I won't let you go, Lord. I won't let you go till you bless me. This morning, church, what I would like us to do is to trade. To trade this morning. To trade sickness for health. I want to open up this place this morning for those that I said, I'm tired. I'm tired of battling with my relationships. I'm tired of running away from my past. I'm tired of having to prove to people who I am, because all people remember is that I was a deceiver. If that's you this morning, I invite you to the front. Come, let's trade. Let's trade with God. Let the battles come and begin right here on this wrestling ring this morning, where you wrestle to leave everything behind. So we'll stand up and we will sing a song, and then we'll open up the space for prayer.